Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
Hello, Shenanigans listeners. It's Thursday.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Aisha always sounds so pleasant. Welcome back.
You think so? Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's cute. I hope y'all are having a great week and a happy March so far. It is
How is it March?
I know,
right? But we're here.
We're here.
We're going to get it.
It's almost the end of the first quarter, guys.
Woo.
I know.
I mean, when you get it like that, it's just like, okay.
That makes it a little worse.
I know. I wasn't trying to make it better. I'm just saying the time is timing. All right, so we're going to start our episode off with an icebreaker like we always do. And since it's about spring break time, my mind is on traveling because I am long overdue for a vacation. So yes. This week's icebreaker is, name a place you have traveled to that you would not want to travel to again.
That's hard. Because a lot of the places that I traveled, I feel like I really enjoyed them. But let me just think on that real quick.
Oh, I got one. Although I'm going there this summer, but it's for a wedding. Mm-hmm. I really don't have to go back to New Orleans.
You know, I've never been to New Orleans and I want to really experience it. So tell me, let's talk about that. Like, what's one reason why you feel like, okay, you could live without it?
Sorry, you said that's one of your favorite places?
It is one of my favorite cities in this country. It is one of my favorite cities in this country. Like, I love it so much that I could never go to Mardi Gras again because Mardi Gras takes away, like, exploring the city. It's all about Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. So the streets are blocked off. It's dirty. Yeah. Like, I can do without Mardi Gras. So Mardi Gras is not a good, like, if you're trying to experience New Orleans, it's not, like, a good cultural representation.
Time to go.
Of experiencing, like, the actual That's city. Good one. But yeah. I love New Orleans. I wanted to live there. I could live there. Yes. I love it.
I really want to go. I might try to make it there this year. Aisha, tell me what's
5 out of 10 recommend. I mean, like, I've went for leisure and then I went for Jazz's wedding and it was a fucking hurricane. You know, for Jazz's wedding, that was a whole nother thing. I don't really do like natural disasters. So like, that's just, y'all have like torrential rainfall that can flood your whole city and flood your house at any point in time. I don't really get down with that. I don't know how to plan around that. I don't know how to deal with that if that happens when I'm there. I don't think I have those survival skills. But in addition to that, like, I just wasn't impressed. Like, everywhere I went for food, the first time I went, the food was bland. It was under-seasoned. And I mean, at every single place. At the, like, places that everybody raves about, and then, like, places that the natives were telling us to go, the best food place I ate at was a vegan spot. Everywhere else was, like, I was adding salt. I was like, y'all got salt? Y'all got hot sauce?
I really. She's so confused right now.
The chicken didn't have flavor in the fry.
I am confusion.
I was unimpressed. So if I'm just gonna walk around, I mean, sure, if you just want to walk around and like get to know the city, see the city, okay. Like, that's probably about the best thing, is just exploring a new place. But like, other than that, I ain't really got to go back for that.
She's nuts. She needs to come.
I like it.
She's come with me. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to get drunk. We're going to eat. We're going to hear some good music.
And like you said, like, there, you know, it's like country hood spots. And like,
that's me.
I understand. What I'm saying is, you know, I don't trust other people's hoods.
I get it. I get that.
Being from Gary, I've always said I don't leave home to go back home and die. So I definitely don't leave home to go to somebody else's hood and die. And like some of the areas, I was like, I can tell I'm not supposed to be walking around here.
But I like the French Quarter area. Like, that's the place that you go to. Like, that's the
I'm
going to people's neighborhoods. Like, I don't do that. I was looking for salons, you know. She got a store and a house out there. Okay, whatever. I'm It's fine. This is why we do this.
I ain't gotta go back.
Jenny, do you have a place?
I honestly can't think of a place that I haven't enjoyed. I mean, I would probably say, if anything, like, kind of like the surrounding states of Indiana. So like Kentucky, or like when I went to Milwaukee, it's just like places. It was like, man, like, I mean, yeah. I mean, and it's, I mean, I'm sure that they probably have maybe good things or things to explore, but it was just like, okay, I mean, I don't really care to go. There's never been a place where it's like, you know, like going to Las Vegas or Texas, or, you know, I've been to those places, so I don't have a place like that where I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know,
I think for me, a place that I don't have to go to again is Phoenix. It looks like bedrock there. It's just rock. It looks like where the Flintstones live. It's just rock.
I'm sorry. You said it looks like bedrock?
Yeah. Where does the Flintstones live? That's exactly what it looks like.
Now I gotta go, because I love the Flintstones. So I'm just really intrigued.
It looks like rubble, and it's hot. I went in November. It was still like 85, 90 degrees. And I'm a summer baby, so I love the warmth. But it is like cactus desert. I do like the mountains. I love seeing the mountains, but it is just, there's no grass. There's no.
Oh, I would miss the grass.
No, yeah. Actually, I have been there. It does look like that. You're right.
Yeah.
And but I just, liked it, but it was hot as hell, but I liked it.
I think that's just too far out of my, realize that I am an East Coast or a South girl, and there's grass in these places and there's greenery. I guess in Vegas is kind of the same, but it's desert. But when you're like on the strip, you don't see any of that.
Yeah.
But I don't like those desert places. Oh, that's not my jam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one with the earth, but not that type of way. Like, I need
not that kind of earth, not the rocks.
Not the rocks.
Not the rocks in the mountains.
No.
And I like the sand. They have sand.
Yeah, that's what it is. They don't have grass. It's like sand.
They have sand.
Yeah.
And the cat. I mean, I love seeing the cacti. Ain't that the plural?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The cacti like everywhere. And they had all a different kind. And some got flowers. That was beautiful to me.
Yeah.
Well, I think the good thing about living there, well, let's just say living in Phoenix and you didn't have grass, you can always buy it. You know, if you missed the grass feeling, you know, so it's like, if I ever moved out there, which I've never been to Phoenix, it's like, you can always decide to buy grass.
Jenny said BYOG. She said bring your own grass.
It's going to get so hot, it's going to get burnt up.
Yeah.
It's going to get burnt.
Well, I mean, I ain't never experienced that type of heat, so I don't.
Oh, yeah. It's the kind of heat, you know, they talk about put the egg on the concrete and then fry.
It's that
kind of heat. When, like, I went, it was 109.
Yes. Everybody has like the sun visor things for their car. And all these places have like these little, like the parking lot has like these little hut things so that the sun doesn't get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's wild. but it's really wild. It's brown. It's real brown.
It is. It's mm-hmm. very red and brown.
It is. Well, that's nice to know where I won't be taking y'all.
Don't take me. I'm already going. Maybe I'll have a different experience because I have another friend getting married there in May, and she's from there.
Oh, yeah. So you
and so maybe it'll be a difference. She done told us come to her mama house on Friday and all this stuff. So maybe it'll be different this time. But maybe. The last two times, 5 out of 10, I ain't got to go back.
I loved it. My mom lived in Mobile for a while, and so I had to go every time I went to go visit because I feel like I belong there. How vastly different we are. I love
that. I have so many thoughts in my head that I'm not going to say out loud. I'd be canceled. That would literally have to go on the uncut version. I'll tell y'all after the episode.
Okay.
Make sure you don't forget.
I won't forget. Just say, you should cancel talking about New Orleans. Just say that and I'll know.
You'll know. We're going to hop right into our episode because we're doing a mini this week.
Mini
for Jenny's minis. Watch out, because Jenny's minis are coming. I'm telling y'all.
Get ready, because she got the points.
Okay? Keep your eyes open and your ears open to find out how you can get a Jenny mini.
Don't be like me. Keep your ears open.
Keep your ears open. We are falling apart a little bit over here. I don't know if you know about Indiana weather, but... the weather has been clowning here. It's
every season in the week for the last 2 weeks.
Every season.
It was like, 70. It was literally 70 4 days ago, and then it snowed on Friday. Help me understand.
Yeah. The wind is just...
windy. It's Dorothy. House. It's Dorothy outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's clowning.
Better hold on to whatever you got.
Glue your wigs down.
Got eyelashes on.
Glue your wigs.
Glue your lace down.
Okay.
The wind. Not glue your lace.
Glue your lace. The wind is coming. So it's Women's History Month. So we're gonna shortly and briefly discuss sister soulmates. We have talked about soulmates in previous episodes. So if you get a chance, go back and listen to those. But I wanted to talk to y'all about, you know, soulmates in a different form that's just not platonic. And do y'all have any sister soulmates?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Couple. I agree. How were y'all able to identify that they were your soulmate?
I think, I think when I think of any soulmates and therefore think of sister soulmates, definitely comes with unconditional love. Like, and meaning that to like the deepest extent, especially when you have friends that you've had for 10 years, for 15 years, for 20 years. Like, those are very large spans of time where friendships don't always make it through those progressions and those periods, but really loving somebody through their growth, loving people through their different stages, through their changes, because we change as people through all those years too. And it's still like, no, like I love you and like I'm here for you and like actually mean that. I think that's who I think about.
I mean, I agree with everything that Aisha said. I think I was just thinking about, you know, people who you like withstand life with, you know, regardless of what it is, just like the up and downs, and just really just being there.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like it's people that you do life with, like y'all said, because we all have literally different paths of life. Like, we literally, when we're done talking, we're gonna get off the call and literally do maybe 3 different things. So it's just it's crazy to see that, and then to see, like you said, over time you're living your life and to see these relationships develop and grow with you and no matter like what trials you're going through, they're there with you. Your relationship may get tested because that happens, and to see how you maneuver and, you know, try to figure that out. And because sometimes some friendship you can't figure out, yeah, whatever it is, mm-hmm, that is going on. And I think that doesn't stop just when you identify that somebody is a soulmate. But I think when you know that they are your soulmate, you know how to push through that, or you know how to figure out, okay, our friendship ain't at the best spot right now because of whatever. So we both are, mm-hmm, willingly in making a choice to dig ourselves out of it.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to make me sappy. I've been like extra sappy this weekend. But like,
ooh, okay. Hmm.
But yeah, I agree with this, Tyra, being able to say, like, I think it's like, even when things aren't great in a friendship, not ignoring that, but kind of letting it do its thing, but not letting it go. Like, you still feeling like, well, this relationship matters. So I'm like, I'm not going to let go of it, but I'm going to let it kind of feel through the chains for a little while. But I think even just being able to say to each other, like, we ain't been in a great space. Like, what do we need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you continue to foster these relationships?
I would say, you know, with just everything, really, I think the biggest thing is really showing grace. You know, I think about, for me, when it comes to like soul sisters or just, you know, relationships outside of romantic relationships, I think that I've had them, but I feel like sometimes they haven't been as deep as they've grown to be as I've gotten older. And so, you know, at some point and I'm not going to say uncomfortable, but it was a really different space for me. And so it's just like not necessarily comparing like a soul sister to like a romantic, like soul mate with like a person that you're involved with, but just really showing grace and like, you know, knowing that like, okay, I have these expectations. But at the same time, I understand that there's times where this person, you know, may not necessarily meet them, and that's okay because I'm also, you know, going through what I'm going through. And so just really showing each other grace through it. And like Aisha mentioned, you know, just being unconditional all the way around.
I think just in addition to what I was saying before about just having like those open lines of like honest communication, I also say like, I know my soulmate's love languages. And so I know Keisha's one of them. So I know what Keisha really cares about that other people would be like, I don't care about that shit. She really cares, mm-hmm, about that shit. And so like, if she is having a bad time or going through a hard time, or her birthday is coming or Valentine's Day is coming, I know that, or she's having like a first day at a new job or a first day doing this and that, I know that sending her a text on those mornings matters to her because she knows you thought about her and you remembered. Or, you know, sending her a card, or, you know, since we don't live in the same city anymore, planning when I'm going to go out there and spend time with her. And so I know that quality time and like words of affirmation, like she really does care about those things, and it doesn't matter who it is in her life, but definitely between me and her. And so just making sure that I'm identifying that, or knowing like what, mm-hmm, makes some of my soulmates tick and what they don't like, and how I can, you know, just have different communication with them based on that. So I just really try to key into that and learn that about my girls.
I was going to say the same thing. Jordan always says, know your sisters. And I love that because that is so true. It is so true that each friend is going to want something different. Each friend is going to require mm-hmm. something different. I think that as we get older, I realize how I'm blessed with very low maintenance friendships, because a lot of the friendships just maintain themselves. Like, mm-hmm. it's just naturally organic for us to talk whenever we talk, or talk however much we talk. Mm-hmm. It's not a big thing. Like, yes, if one of us isn't showing up for the other person, I think that we have grace enough to not necessarily blame, but be like, okay, this is what's going on, but what's going on with you? Mm-hmm. Because normally mm-hmm. you would show up, or normally mm-hmm. this would happen. Or so I'm very gracious that we, all of my friends and all of my friends group, some blend and some don't. But I think that I do love that they are like low maintenance. And I know that I think I know my friends well enough to know what it is that they need, or how mm-hmm. to show up for them, like Aisha said, knowing what's important for them, knowing how to communicate with them when things aren't going great, because everybody requires something different. Some people you have to be a little bit more delicate with. Some people you can talk to a little bit more crazier, because that's just y'all's love language. Some people you got to make a joke out of it a little bit, because that's how they interpret things. So, you know, you just really have to know how to communicate with your people, because it's not a one size fits all for any of your friendships, or even with line sisters. Like, they all, my line is all different. We all, Aisha, like, yes, we are different. But it is a beautiful relationship, because I think we all really know each other well, so we know how to talk to each other.
And have grown into continuing to know each other. Yeah. Like, because that changes. Yeah. And, like, our sisters change. And, like, being willing. I think that's the thing, because you definitely come across some friends, and I wouldn't count these friends as my soulmates. Friends mm-hmm. that are like, oh, well, that's just me, and that's just how I am, and, like, take mm-hmm. it or leave it. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That's just you, and I'm gonna leave you where you at. Like, because you can't apply that to everything and everyone and every situation, and nor would you want me to. You wouldn't want me to have a one-size-fits-all approach mm-hmm. to everybody that I interact with. That wouldn't jive with you either. And so, like, having people in your corner, or that you really do consider like sisters, being willing to learn that and show up differently because they know something different about you, like, that's a whole nother level of like love and appreciation.
The last thing I just wanted to ask y'all was, do your boundaries with your sister soulmates look different from your romantic soulmate?
That's a hard one.
I know, because I don't got the answer, Sway. So I don't even know.
That's hard. I mean, kind of.
They should, right?
Yeah.
Different. But I don't think I've sat down and figured out what that means. Just like somebody asked me what are like my non-negotiables in relationships. Mm. And it's like, I know what they are, but I know that after having my daughter, things have changed drastically for what it is that I need or what it is that I require. The same with friendships. So it's like, I need to sit down and figure that out, because I know that I know, but I don't think that I know it in list form mm-hmm. or on paper, or if someone asked me, I couldn't just learn mm-hmm. how to say it.
Well, so I think my response to that last question probably could have been applied to this one. Just because I feel like the boundaries kind of do look different. And I feel like when it comes to like a soul sister, or just like, you know, a friendship outside of something romantic, I think the level of, okay, well, you have to show up a certain way all the time, sometimes it's kind of expected. And so I think, you know, being able to have grace, and like you had said with your friends, you know, you appreciate that some of your relationships are like low maintenance, where, you know, when you like, it's understood, you know. And I feel like sometimes with certain like friendships, it can just be viewed differently, you know. And I think one thing that I realized for everyone, like, life is hard, you know, and it's like, yes, there's a level of expectation that I have, but I also am understanding and willing to show grace that, okay, well, maybe you're not able to show up the way you always do, as long as I know that, like, you know that you're in a space and that when you're ready that, you know, you'll make sure that you're just being communicative and telling me, like, where you're at and not just, like Aisha saying, oh, well, this is just how I am, this is just how I get, you know, without kind of giving more to it.
I think, well, to Tyra's point, I haven't, like, sat down and wrote that out, but as I was just sitting here thinking about it, I would say it's the same, at least for me, only because any male I engage with, but any male I'm taking seriously, or loosely seriously, if that's the thing, we're friends anyway. And so, like, if we can't start at that basis, so that foundation is the same. Now, when you continue to add, like, our romantic growth onto that, you obviously may have more boundaries or more expectations than some of my friends, but from a foundational level, like, we're friends too. And so the same thing that I would expect from my friendships, I would expect from him. And if he can't do those things, then we probably wouldn't be going anywhere.
I like that. I like that. Jenny, you have a she-spiration for us?
I do. So this is something that I feel like I've kind of picked up this year, and it's really helped me, like, kind of get out of my mind about a lot of things. But just ask yourself, like, is this the dream? So, like, you know, each time you're unsure about something, or if you're considering, like, making, like, a decision about something, whether it's, like, a thing, a job, you know, being with someone, just ask yourself, like, you know, is this a dream? And if it's not, you know, you have to be willing to move on, because it's like, you don't want to allow anything in your life that's going to distract you from creating what that dream life or dream job or whatever it is can be. So that's it.
Is this the dream? Okay. Listen.
Or is this the fever dream? Because shit be wacky.
You said the fever dream?
Yeah, you know how, like, your fever can be so high that you start hallucinating? You've never heard of that?
Wow.
You never look up fever dream. When we get off here, you look up fever dream.
I've never heard of that either.
Look up fever dream.
It's just funny. It's funny hearing it because I can't see your face, and it just is like, or is it the fever dream?
Well, what a very short but impactful episode that we had. I think both of y'all are my soulmates. We've been through a lot together.
Absolutely.
And I love y'all. Ooh. And I love how our relationships overlap in many ways. And it makes me happy. And I just want to tell y'all, I appreciate y'all. And I love y'all.
Okay, I'm going to cry in the corner. I just told you I was happy.
Y'all don't need me on here, okay. Let's just start boohooing.
What's that? We, like, literally can't today. So, love y'all too.
Well, yeah. Let us know about what places you travel to that you don't want to go again. And also let us know about your sister soulmates or your brother soulmates, because I know we have male listeners. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at shenanigans_pod. And not only listen to our episode, but subscribe, write a review on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Podcast Addict. And we will have another episode drop in 2 weeks. And we will see y'all then. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.